A very emotional day in court today as the father of a 12-year-old Boy Scout killed by an alleged drunk driver took the stand. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has that story.
There did not seem to be a dry eye in the courtroom. Even members of the jury were crying as John McMorris testified about the day his son was killed last year. Shortly after the 48-year-old father took the stand, he spoke about how he was walking behind his son during a Boy Scout hike in Manorville. He then became very emotional on the stand, started shaking as he said he saw objects flying in the air before running as fast as he could, only to find his 12-year-old son Andrew on the ground. His son never regained consciousness and died a few hours later. He said Thomas Murphy, the man accused of driving drunk and hitting Andrew, was slurring his words as he asked, "Are they going to be okay?" McMorris says he screamed, "No, they are not." Murphy is also accused of injuring other Boy Scouts that day. Here is McMorris's wife, Alisa.
And it's heartbreaking to make him go through that. My husband is the bravest man I know.
During McMorris's testimony, I did not see any emotion from Murphy. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.